Okay.
We'll see what we'll manage to push in this afternoon.
Beis Adar, Thursday the 27th of February, Rabbi Zev Dunner, Mistakes in Brochus, and Other Matters.
Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. And again, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for everything He does with us 24/7. Thank you, Hashem, for everything He does for us 24/7. And thank you, Hashem, for giving me the schus again to be with you here today and to start the day in Torah way with you. This is a special schus. Thank you. I would like to start the day in Torah way in a beautiful and an interesting question that we had 2 weeks ago. And I would like to makdish the shiur lirfuas Yosef Doiv ben Chayle. Ben Chayle, Dudi Irskovich will be well and strong. Come out from hospital very soon. This is Chodesh Adar, Chodesh of Nisim, Marvin Besimcho. This schus and the schus of starting the day of Toyer Way will stand for him. And of course, Lirfuas, the grandson of Reb Shimon Boden Shlite, everyone shall be well. Maise She'oyo Kach Oyo. A beautiful story. Someone walks in, Reuven walks in a restaurant. He goes, he takes a delicious fresh roll. You know these big baguettes, amosai vochetzi orkoi v'shloishi mamo kobosoi. And he comes to the seller, to the moicher there, and he tells him, please fill me up with full of stuff inside the baguette. What would you like, he asks him. He said, I like everything. And he puts inside pickles, tuna, mayonnaise, ketchup, with all called mideima, danim, teimim, me'ein oilom abo. Ad kedei kach, he fills it up, that even outside you can see, he's mekayem the posuk of our parsha, mibayis u'michutz tetzapenu. Mamesh azah, delicious baguette. Okay, he sits down on the table. They have also delicious fish, a nice salmon, nice eggs, and salads, whatever. He sits down and eats, says a broche, of course, and enjoys the baguette. Of course, he fills up all his face with all the delicious food. And a few minutes after, comes to him a friend, and he says, excuse me, Reuven, what brocha did you do on the roll? You did mezoines, no? You made a mistake. You went on the wrong side. This was a roll of amoitzi. The rolls of the delicious rolls of mezoines, it's on the other side of the restaurant. You made mezoines instead of amoitzi. Oi! So he doesn't know what to do. He asks his friend, so tell me, what should I do? Al-Khait. The answer is, we know the aloche, Shulchan Aruch is paskel na aloche, that on any food, if you say any dvar maichol, any food, if you say mezoines, you yoitze bedieved. Even if someone takes an apple or a banana, and he says, Boyo imine mezoines is yoitze bedieved. Besides two things, water and salt. Water and salt, you're not yoitze if you say mezoines. But any other food, you yoitze. So very good, he was yoitze bedieved. But now he comes with a beautiful and an interesting question. This happened 2 weeks ago. Rabbi Isai, a beautiful question, a naya question. We know that when someone has a roll, or a bread, or a pita, a moitzi, He makes a moitzi and it's poiter anything that is on the table. All the things, why? Because it's part of a moitzi, it's poiter everything. He had on the table, he had loads of other stuff. Some nice salmon, chips, I don't know, loads of salads. When he made the mezoines, he didn't have a kavone to poiter all what's on the table. He saw the roll, he's mezoines, he said mezoines. Mezoines is not pattering whatever is on the table. It's a big difference. Hey Nochenami, you're right. All the stuff that he managed to pack in the roll, this is poiter, why? Because it's tofel to the roll. On this you don't have to do a brochem because it's part of the roll of the mezoines. But all the stuff, the delicious food that he has on the table, this is not, it wasn't yoitze. He comes to ask a question now. Now that behemes this role is really a moitzi, it's not a mezoines. Do I say now that this role, even when I said mezoines, I didn't say a moitzi, but because this role behemes is a moitzi, maybe his behemes was poiter all what's on the table?
Broch is poiter, not the
broch.
Huh? The broch is poiter, not the
broch. Oh, the broch of mezoines, he was yoitzi. But because Kenza...
The broche should be poite. You said a moite.
No, but I didn't say a moite. It's a mezoines. You shouldn't poite. Oh. So the soy da shayle, I'll explain the shayle. When we eat a moite and it's poite all what's going on the table, all the seude, why a moite is poite all what's going on on the table? Does it poite because pas is so choshuv and something when it's choshuv is poite? And if we say this side, so even in our case, this will point out, even if I said in the end mezoines the wrong broche, and why? Because Lemay said this role is a moitzi, so you should point out it. Or I say no. The aloha is when I say a moitzi that is point out everything that's on the table, it's not because pas is choshuv, it's because when I say a moitzi, I have in mind automatically to point out everything. So in our case, when he didn't have in mind, he saw this as a mezoines role. So he had in mind maybe up the other side, not to point to what's on the table. Maybe in this case he should do now a separate broche on all what's going on the table. It's a beautiful question, a very interesting question. We'll ask you another question and we'll try to find from this maise another beautiful maise that happened. And from this maise, maybe we can bring a raya to this tzutz dodim to see why is pas poiter everything? Do we say it's poiter because pas is choshuv? Or because every time you say a moitzi, you have in mind to poiter everything? We had a beautiful maise. Someone sat down, Leil Shabbos. He sits in the meal with his family. First course, salmon with salads, delicious, sings Menucho v'Simcho, Oil Layudim, Mein Oilo Mabo. Few minutes later, after they eat the first course, they come to the next course. What we eat every late Shabbos, the next course usually?
Soup.
Maise Shoyo Kachoyo. Little story, listen. Instead of the soup, the waiter or the balabos who comes to give the food, he brings cholent. He took off by mistake the pot of the cholent instead of the soup. Leil Shabbos. Who would dream to have cholent Leil Shabbos? We know that the cholent Shabbos morning is much more delicious after it's bent and cooked. Cooked, yeshivishe, oh, yeshivishe maise. To put back the cholent is not allowed after he put it on the shayish, even if some poiskim old, the Shlomo Zalman writes, even if some poiskim holds that even when you put on the shayish, it's not called anoche, but if you don't have a blech, you can't put it on, it's chazore, you're not allowed. So they decided, but yever, they're going to eat now cholent, leil Shabbos, no breire, and the soup will be for tomorrow morning. They came to ask a question, do we have to do a broche now on the cholent? Breire prio adomo. He made a moitzi, but when he made a moitzi, he didn't dream he will have cholent in the middle of the meal. He has das for the kugel, for the chicken, for everything what he has, what he eats usually in Leil Shabbos. On the cholent, he didn't have a dream. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's a beautiful Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kufa in Zayin Seif A. He writes like this. אם אחר שבירך על הפס שולחו לו עם מבייס אחרים שאינו יסומו חליהם ולא יאויו דייתו על הדורים says the Shulchan Aruch someone sat down like Shabbos and ate and in the middle of the meal a knock on the door a neighbor comes with a beautiful tray delicious tray of a kugel and he brings it to him I want you to tell you know today I made a delicious kugel and I want you to taste it he tells him thank you very much Does he have to do a bracha now or not? He didn't have a das. He didn't know that in the middle of the meal someone will come and give him this piece of kugel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, even if it's a kugel, that usually you eat a kugel inside, but because he didn't have das on this kugel, צריך לבורך עליהם כדין נמלח, says the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, you have to say a bracha on it again. Why? Because he didn't have das on this kugel. He didn't thought when he said Amoitzi to be Moitzi this kugel. Comes the Ramo with the Moedi Kechidush and says, Veloi Roisi Nizorim Boze. I didn't see people be careful on it. The Efshar. Why? The Taimed is Tam Das Odom Al Kol Ma Shemevim Loi Baseude, says the Ramo. Says the Ramo, we Paskin, not like the Shulchan Aruch. The stomach of the Das of a person when he comes and wash, He has a das that whatever they will bring during the meal, they will get a shupoiter, the amoitzi shupoiter it. So kon to the Ramo comes out, something very interesting, that when this shochen, this nice neighbor comes in with a tray of kugel, and he brings it to him in the middle of the meal, he shouldn't make a brocha in the middle. Why? Because the das of the Odom, says the Ramo, for whatever they will bring him in the middle of the Seudah, says the Oruch HaShulchoniye, it's only in a place where you know that sometimes the neighbors bring some nice presents in the middle of the meal. But if in a place where never ever someone comes in the middle to give you something, and now once in someone came and gave it to you, so for sure you didn't have a das, as they state in Oruch HaShulchon. But anyway, let's go back to the Ramo. The Ramo says, when a person washes for Moitzi, He has das for anything that will come in the Seudah. Let's go back to our case. They brought a cholem in the middle Leil Shabbos. Says, Eich nodun dayon ele aydine. Do we say that oiso iye, we can say that a person has a das that maybe once in the middle of Leil Shabbos someone will bring for me cholem? Kugel, I understand. Cholem in the middle of Leil Shabbos, no one sings that in Leil Shabbos we shall eat cholent. Ask anyone if he wants to eat cholent Leil Shabbos, maybe after the meal, mayim gnuvim im toku, when no one looks, he takes off like in the yeshivas, when no one looks, we take off the pot quickly to steal a bit. But not part of the Seudah, to eat in the Seudah, it's a bit schwer to say that there is a das. So we asked Reb Chaim Kanevsky, and Morom Reb Chaim Kanevsky said, Shlita said, Amoy Redik Echidush. What's the problem? Zrizim Magdimim L'mitzvah. Say that. See, he was Magdim at Cholet, Leil Shabbos. It's also part of the Das.
Reb Nissim... What's the problem with the Cholet? The Adomo?
The Adomo, of course. Adomo, yeah. Or Mezoyes, and he knows
during the meal, it's going to be Adomo. Going to be any case potatoes under me.
What that? Yeah, I don't know. What the Google? 100%. Say that. So he didn't have das in the amoitzi on the cholen.
He didn't have that. But he knows during the meal he's going to have adomo.
Mezoinus anyway, you don't do in the middle of the meal because it's poit anyway. Mezoinus is a sofek if you do in the middle.
No, but the chasna, you know what you're going to get for the second order.
No, but there you have das balabais. There you have das balabais. Anything that they will give me in the chasna, you come and das this, whatever they will bring the chasna.
But he knows he's going to have salad. He knows he's going to have
salad.
He knows he's going to have other.
Yeah, but he knows the cholent not. He knows the cholent not. And this, in Amoitzi, you're right. He has das that he will eat loads of things, but cholent not, because cholent is the Shabbos morning. Ad kedekach, what?
If you get the
mezoinus
in the middle of the meal, he doesn't make a broken mezoinus?
No, because maybe if he didn't have das bechlal, but this we have. Well, it depends, so what is it, yeah? It's another shayne. Le'um azois, Reb Nissim Kareli, zecher tzadik v'kodesh livroche, said, no, you should do again a brochen. You should do again a broche on this cholen boyway priu adomo. Because when you washed, huh?
I you're going to have more roast potatoes and
kick. No, this year, because I had das on all the potatoes, but not on the cholent. The cholen wasn't in mind when I said amoiti.
Whatever they bring me in to eat.
Whatever, but not cholen.
By the chasene, I don't know what they're going to. Chasene,
I come to.
By chasene,
chasene is their balabais. Is their balabais?
Balabais.
No, he has in mind when I come to the chasene, I wash al das with whatever they will give me in the chasene. Here in your house, when you wash for moitzi, you the balabos, right?
My wife's in charge.
No, she's the balabos.
She's the balabos.
She's the balabos. When she has in mind, when you say amoitzi, she doesn't sing on the cholen, believe me. Right? She doesn't sing on the cholen. Says Rab Nisim, you should do again, but now you came to a very nice subject. Who should do the adomo? Everyone? The balabos? Who is the balabos? The husband? The wife? We don't speak in the middle of the week. Who is the balabos in the house? Not on this shayla. The shayla is the gabe broche. Who is the balabos in the house? Says Rav Nissim Karel is the wife. She's in charge of the, on the, she's not the balabos of the house.
In the kitchen.
But she's in the kitchen.
She is.
In the kitchen.
Is
on the house? Yeah, she runs the house. She runs the house. She called the balabos and all the visitors or whoever sits around the table, they toffle to das balabais. And she have to do again a broche of boywe priyo adomo. Says Reb Nissim Karelitz.
And only by the adomo.
Huh? Yeah.
Only by the adomo.
Only by the priyo adomo.
Not the zoyenes, not shenachel, just by the adomo.
By the priyo adomo. If it's barley, what? It's a sofek of mezoines.
Yeah.
Sofek mezoines. Sofek mezoines, the shayla, if you're doing a moitzi, you really shouldn't do. It's a sofek. Sofek in a moitzi, if it's moitzi or not.
She makes,
anyway.
She makes it real.
She's moitzi anyone else. Yeah. Yeah. Says, comes out, come to this Ramo, comes out, that we can see from this Ramo, Amoyre di Kezach, that what a moitzi is poiter, all the other food that on the table, it's because, not because that a moitzi is choshuv, and anything that is choshuv is poiter, whatever is on the table. The only reason why a moitzi is boiter, it's because usually bishas when you say a moitzi, you have das on anything you have on the table. Because the Ramo says, stome the das of the odom, that when you sit down on the table, it's on all what you bring during the seude. So comes out in our question, when this guy sat in the restaurant, made mezoines on the moitzi, we asked, maybe now, because he was lemaise, this role is amoitzi. Maybe this amoitzi, because it's choshuv, it shall pattern in all what he has on the table. From the Ramo, we see that not. He didn't pattern. You have to do a separate broker on all what's on the table. And why? Because he didn't have mind. But when he made mezoines, adarabe, he had in mind not to moitzi all what's on the table. But the shayla is like this. Do we say a svore, that if I would know before that the broche was wrong, do I say that this call that he has das or not? Do I say such a svore? Is all shayla in poiskim? Do I say, maybe, what's the shayla now, that this guy who said mezoines instead of a moitzi shall be moitzi all of it? Could be such a svore we find in the poiskim that if we would say that if we would know that he made a mistake and he made a wrong broche, do we call that this maybe as das also in the mezoines to pattern the amoitzi and all what's on the table?
If, but he didn't.
He didn't. But maybe we find as a story ilu oisio idea. We find very similar.
If you dare to become sure the same story. If you would do that with a mistake.
Oh, that's a shayla. If we say it's called the das odom because I didn't know bishas maise, could be if I would know that this, I'll tell you another maise. The Shari Tshuva in Simen Reishvov brings a beautiful maise. I'll say it short. Someone had nuts. Loads of nuts. Type of nuts. What brocha we do on nuts? On all the nuts, we do boirei prioates besides two.
Peanuts
and donuts. Now, he thought that on every one he had 30 nuts, type of nuts, that all the broche is or eats. And he was sure, he didn't learn aloche, he was sure that on every one we have to do a separate or eats. אני תוק וואנץ ברוך אתה השם לכינו מלך העולם בוירי פרי אויץ ברוך אתה השם לכינו מלך העולם after the 20 nuts already on everyone separate come someone comes to him and what's happening here what's going on
it was nuts
we say oates once oates and you might see everything oh I didn't know now the shaila is the next 10 that is going to eat does he have to the next one I mean does he have to do a nine oates or not he didn't have that he thought that on everyone he should do a separate bracha so when he said to eight the first one and the second one and 21 he didn't have a das on the second one do we say that he
has to das to eat it
no
the bracha is mistake
no but he had the bracha very good he had a das to eat it but he had a das also not to moitzi the eight he had a das to eat all of them but he also had a das that the first bracha shouldn't moitzi the other one
he was moitzi automatically
says the shari tshuva You don't have to do another bracha. Why? Because if he would know that he's mistaken, so he will have a das. He's pushed a mistake. So if he would know that he make a mistake, of course, and because he wants to eat everything, so the first bracha that he did is already moitzi everything. What we can see from this shara tshuva that is such a svore that if you would know that you made a mistake, maybe you can be yoitzi in this. Anyway,
so if you would know that maybe someone's going to bring the children by mistake,
does the shaila? This I'm saying. So could be here also in our case. Do we say this the shaila? Do we say such a svara that if I would know?
It's not the same.
Maybe there is difference that someone else should bring for you here when I made a mistake. So it's something else. If I would know, but there. If I would say, maybe if someone brings something that usually you don't bring, I hear what you say. Anyway, let's read it a few times.
It's not the same. Because here's a mistake in the book, huh? And here's a mistake yeah. in
what will come. We are coming now to beautiful and big, great days. Ayomim aboim oleinu letoivo. Chodesh Adar marbim besimcho. Purim. The biggest day in the year is Purim. Yom Kippurim. What we know, the great day, Kippurim, it's like, what is Kippurim? Kippurim is like Purim. Yom Kippur is like Purim. I told once a mashgiach, I don't understand. Why always in the yeshivas, they used to tell us on Purim, we have to, Purim is a big day, Yom Kippur, we have to be serious. Davin and Purim is a happy day. And on Yom Kippur, we have to be very serious. I told the Mashgiach, what is Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is like Purim. Why we don't see no one comes in Yom Kippur with a mask and dressed up, coming, happy, besimcho. The big day of Purim is Simche. And Yom Kippur is like Purim. The greater days is Purim. And says in Halacha that we're going to give Zecher Lemachzis HaShekel. We said it 2 weeks ago, Parsha Shkolin. Zecher, last week, Zecher lemachzis ha-shekel that they used to bring in Beis HaMikdosh. The shaila is, I'll make it short and clear, it's a big machloikas in the Rishonim. Who have to bring, from what age you have to bring, until when? It's a big machloikas Rishonim, Rambam and Chinuch and Rashi, Rabbi Novad and Bartanure. If you have to bring from Bar Mitzvah, some Rishonim says from Bar Mitzvah, some say only from 20, because the Pasuk says, Mi ben Esrim v'malo. Until when, if you medame it, you eat a tzovo, so you should do it only till 60. The Ramoy is paskin la'aloche, and this is what I want to tell you, Ramoy radik echidush of the B'kibbe Eger. The Ramoy is paskin la'aloche, that only from 20 years old, you chayev in machzis ha-shekel. He doesn't say till when, it's another subject that we don't have time now to speak. Till when? The whole life, till 60, the Chizkuni says till 70, Yemeshnei Seinu Shivim Shono, whatever. We don't go into it now. But the Ramo says, only from when you're 20. Comes the Rab Kiva Eiger in Tshuva Tes with a Moire Dike Chidush. Says the Rab Kiva Eiger, come to the Ramo and the Shittes walls, the Rishonim, that Machzis HaShekel is only from 20. A lady who has no Shaiches in Korbones, she should be potter from Musaf. She shouldn't could daven Musaf. And I will explain it. The Gemara says in Brochas, everyone knows the Gemara, Brochas Daf Chof, that Tfile, even that is mitzvah saseisha as man grome, noshim is potu, why? Noshim is potu because it's mitzvah saseisha as man grome, should be potu. Why the chayev? Says the Gemara, avda ve mitzvah saseisha as man grome, the chayev because Tfile is rachamim. Tfile is bimkom the kol is rachamim. We know that the Tfile is bimkom the korbones, korban tomid, korban dis. Musaf is no rachamim. No rachamim. Mimele says the Rav Kiva Eiger, mele shachis, bishlei me shachis, whoever is shayech to the korbones can daven shachis. Musaf, that is, or ladies, even when they're not shayech, because it's rachamim, there was mechayev them. But Musaf, that is no rachamim in Musaf, Musaf, ladies, wasn't chayev in korban Musaf. They didn't have no shayeches to the korbones. Says the Rav Kiva Eiger, they shouldn't be able to daven, shouldn't have to daven Musaf. And who at the end comes a few achroinim geoinim who says, the Amudei Oir and Modem Harsham, that the bocher bar mitzvah, before, a bocher yeshiva gdoile, geitzet yeshiva, doesn't have to daven Musaf. Why? Because the Ramo says, zeicher lemachzis ha-shekel, only from 20. We know that the Musaf was instead of the korbones. Whoever doesn't have shaykhes to korbones, till 20 you don't have shaykhes to korbones, so you don't have to daven. What you will say, he wants to daven. Say that he can daven, but he can't be a shliach tzibur, says the das, to be a shliach tzibur, he can't, because he's not chayv, come to this rishonim. Anyway, it's an old subject, beautiful subject, we don't go into it, because the time, I want to finish. We are going through Klal Yisrael, of course it's times of Moshiach now, so much going on, so much sick people, so much people who are suddenly not well. 4 months ago I lost my sister, was 21 years old. She was born not well, but she was nifted suddenly from a pneumonia. And was very hard, was very hard. But we know that without the Mune, without to believe that Hashem does everything, we can't survive. He does everything. When she was born, my sister, she was born with a twin. Twin sister. When they saw already all the ultrasound before, they told my mother that the twins, one is 750 gram, one is a kilo 700 something. And the one, the big one, was Leo and Rochel, we call them. The big one will be alive, and the small one, who she was, no, the big one, Zoe, will don't be alive. The one who is kilo 700. Will don't be alive, and the small one of the 750, she will be alive. And forget, sorry. The one of kilo 700, she will be alive, and the 700 will don't be alive. So my mother went to Rebbe in Kanievsky and said, listen, they say that one will be alive, one not. She said, don't worry, you will see that the small one will be misgaber on the old one. The old one and the big one, after 11 days, was nifter. And the second one was born 600 guam. She was mamish like this. Mamish, the fingers was like matches. Little fingers. She was alive for 21 years when the doctor says she's not going to be alive. And everything what the doctors told my father will be with her, everything was upside down. This to show us that the doctors know nothing. It's all what Hashem runs the world and Hashem does everything. I'll tell you a maise and I will finish. It was in a marriage. A beautiful maise. Reuven and Shimon, two friends. Reuven lent for Shimon $10,000 for 1 year. After a year, he phones him up. Can you give it back to me? He said, yeah, maybe in a month's time. And Kitzer Reuven saw that Shimon is not planning to give it back to him. And like this, another month, another year went past, a few years went past. He said, Mr. Tomei, I can forget about this money. Vayi Ayoim, he gets a phone call 10 o'clock in the morning from his friend. He says, if you being by me, could it to 11 in my house, you're going to get for me the $5,000. He knew that the next $5,000 he's going to forget about it. But at least the $5,000 that he can save, he should run there. But in America, with the traffic, 10 o'clock in the morning, if I will don't be able to be there in 11, according to 11. He decided he's going down Stadler's, he's going in red lights, opposite the way. Va'akodesh Baruch Hu will look after me. He comes down and he starts to drive, red lights, the other side of the road. And he has to be the Kudi to 11 to save his $5,000. And suddenly he hears the Koila Shoifor of the police. Comes to him the police and says, do you know that you went against the law? A big ticket you're supposed to get? Oi, 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 I'm so sorry. He started to cry and tell him all the story. Why he's washing and why this? He says, can I believe you? Can you show me something that you're saying right? He says, follow me. Follow me and I'll come to see that I'm going out to fetch. He says, this is a good idea. So firstly, siyata dishmaya, that when the police behind him, so everyone is opening the roads. Everyone opened the roads and there was there on the dot, Kudat 11. The door is opened, he knocks on the door, and the friends open and he can see the police. And the police turns around to him and says, tell me, do you owe him $5,000, $10,000? Yeah, yes, 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 yes. Sorry, 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 sorry. He takes out all the $10,000 and gives it to him because he was sure that the police is coming to ask him where is the $10,000. So he was worried that he's losing his license and he's getting a ticket and the $5,000 he's going to lose. And this was Hashem showed him that I'm running the world, and that from the darkness he got the big Yeshua. Sometimes we don't understand nothing. From the darkness we get the Yeshua, and this way every morning, and with this I'm finishing, we take a cup of coffee and we say Shakol Nia Bitvoroi. Why? Why we start the day with the coffee, Rabbi Isai? What's got in the coffee? You put in the coffee, coffee is black and bitter. And sugar is white and sweet. Milk is cold and white and the water is hot. And you put it in together and you say Shakol Nia Bitvoroi. You start the day and say, whatever day I would have today, bitter, sweet, hot, cold, is al she'akoel nir bidvoi. Why we mix it? Why we mix it? Leave it alone, put everything and put on the cup. We mix it to remember all the time. Emunah, we have to mix all the time, to remember all the time that Hashem runs the world. Have a sweet day, a sweet month, mishenichnas ador, marbin besimcho.
Okay.